organizations yesterday thought that would be the consequence of the war in Iraq. It turned out not true. And they did it because it's just not a high priority for them. That surely was compared with much more serious goals, such as establishing secure military bases in a dependent client state right at the heart of the world, energy resources. That's really important. It's critically important to ensure that the huge profits, one historian in the industry calls them profits beyond the dream of avarice, it's important to ensure that they go in the right pocket. Even meaning the U.S. energy corporations, in effect, much more than that, the U.S. Treasury, high-tech industry, sells weapons and so on, construction corporations and so on, in effect, tail on rest. And even more important than the ensuring that the huge profits beyond the dream of avarice go to the right place, certainly not for the people of the region, out of the West, but, not the competitors either, mostly the best. Much more important than that is the stupendous strategic importance of the Middle East region back 60 years ago, and been understood ever since. Having a hand on the spigot guarantees planners of 50 years ago called veto power over others, Church of Canada, favored, of course. His successor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, wrote a couple of months ago that controlling Iraq gives the United States critical leverage over European and Asian economies. Veto power, in other words, and controlling those rivals has been a major concern of policy planners ever since the Second World War. They are Henry Kissinger, they're supposed to keep to their regional responsibilities within the overall framework of order managed by the United States. That's what Kissinger instructed Europeans in Europe addressed 30 years ago. Sometimes they get out of line, so they can use the credit leverage. That's now much more urgent than it was in the past, as they keep threatening to move an independent force, maybe even united. So the European Union and China became each other's leading trading partners last year, and these ties are becoming even tighter, which includes the world's second largest economy, Japan. So critical leverage is more important than ever for world control. Sometimes all this tripod world, major power centers that has been evolving for 40 years, is now much more so. In comparison to this, the threat of terror is a pretty minor consideration. Although the threat is known to the Austrians long before 9/11, it's clearly understood in publications that sooner or later the jihadist terror that was organized by the U.S. and its allies in the 1980s is likely to combine with weapons of mass destruction. We could have horrifying consequences, but it's just not a high priority. Those who thought they were voting for somebody who protected the terror as their moral value are severely deceived. That's the point of advertising public relations.